You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Kastrovan, and this is our weekly look at the Minnesota Twins. I'm joined, as I am each week, by Rhett Bollinger. And Rhett, it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that Eduardo Nunez would represent this club on the All-Star team, and that's exactly the case. And really just a great story here for a guy who, you know, obviously did not have an everyday job going into the season, wasn't even on the All-Star game ballot as a result of that. To get this assignment is pretty cool for him.
Yeah, it really was. It was really awesome. This is a guy that, you know, seventh year in the majors, never really had a chance to be an everyday guy. You know, New York, he was a pretty big prospect and kind of considered the heir apparent to Derek Jeter at shortstop. But, had trouble defensively there. Never really got much consistent playing time because Jeter obviously lasted a little longer than people, I think, realized or even thought he would. So he never really got a chance to play every day. Came to Minnesota here a couple years ago, same kind of thing, more of a utility guy who kind of plays some shortstop, second base, third base, kind of bounce around. And then this year with injuries early in the season to Trevor Plouffe and then Eduardo Escobar, he started getting regular time at third and short, and sure enough, had a hot start to the year, and people thought, okay, maybe he'll cool down. And it never really happened. He's been their best, most consistent hitter pretty much the entire season. Was hitting as high as like 350 at one point. He's still obviously hitting over 300 right now. I think entering yesterday on Wednesday, he was, I think he was ninth in the American League in batting average and third in stolen bases. He's kind of become the team's regular shortstop now too. So, definitely a really cool story. Talking to him when he found out about the All-Star game nod, he was very, very excited. You could tell it's meant a lot to him, just considering how much he's gone through to get to this point.
I want to talk a little bit about Max Kepler. He had the 7 RBI game against the Rangers last week, and really a strong season for the rookie from Germany. OPS over 800, 17 extra base hits in 41 games. There's another guy, Rhett, who obviously did not have a regular role on this club or even a spot in the big leagues at the beginning of the season, but you know, he's made the most of the opportunity in the outfield.
Yeah, he really has. He's definitely had a nice season here as a rookie. We saw him a little bit last year, just a couple games there at the end of the season as a September call-up. But, he's been a big prospect now for a while. I think last year was really the first year he really had a breakout season in the minors. Before that, you know, he was signed out of Germany as a 16-year-old. You know, he had some injuries early in his career, and everyone could see the development coming and even just the physical maturity, growing into kind of just, you know, going from a 16-year-old to now, obviously, he's 22, 23. Last year at a breakout year, was probably the best player, won the MVP at the Southern League, Double A Chattanooga. Had a breakout season, got rewarded with a little bit of a call-up, and then this year, finally getting some regular playing time, he's pretty much established himself now as a starting right fielder. And as you said, too, the extra base hit power starting to come around. Never hit too many home runs in the minor leagues, but I think people thought that would always come in time because he is a big guy. You know, he's got a good swing, left-handed swing. He's a pretty solid defender out there. He can run. So he's got pretty much the full package, and I think it's kind of exciting for the Twins to see him do so well early. You know, we've seen other Twins players that were big prospects like Byron Buxton kind of struggle out of the gates a little bit. But to see Kepler kind of have a fast start certainly is a good sign. And, you know, you never know how it'll go from here. We've seen other guys in the past, you know, whether it's been Eddie Rosario or Kenny Vargas or Arcia have, you know, a hot start and kind of cool off. But I think with Kepler, he's a bigger prospect than any of those guys were outside of maybe Buxton and Sano. But definitely a good sign to see him and contributing so much offensively so far.
Yeah, we were very focused on Sano, Buxton, Rosario, and that Twins outfield going into the year. And it turns out, some of the biggest contributions come from Kepler or Robbie Grossman. What have you thought of Grossman's season?
Grossman's done a nice job. I mean, a pickup from, he was a prospect, for the Astros. Didn't really pan out there. Twins took kind of a flyer on him here, thinking that maybe he could be, a decent option in the outfield, maybe even a fourth outfielder, and got really hot. The thing with Grossman is he does a great job of drawing a lot of walks. He has a really good eye. He's showing a little bit of power here, too, but mostly early on when he first came up. Had a great start to the season. Start to his Twins career, I guess you could say. It's cooled off a little bit, but still putting up good numbers. Still drawing a lot of walks. Switch hitter. He's going to get a look out there, obviously, with Rosario is back up here. And they kind of want to get, I think the big thing is that this year, the second half now, they really want to get a look at some of these younger guys or guys that haven't really had a chance to play every day to kind of see what they have. To see if Grossman's more than just a fourth outfielder, if Eddie Rosario can get it going, Kepler out and right, Buxton in center, and now with Plouffe out for at least a month, you're going to have Sano at third. I think this team right now is going to keep playing these young guys, and I'm sure we'll see Jose Barrios in the rotation soon. Just kind of see what they have in these young players in the second half of the season.
Yeah, and that shift, of course, part of that is the trade deadline and the Twins perhaps unloading some pieces and going younger in various spots. As we record this, they're wrapping up a series against the A's, which I'd imagine is a fairly well-scouted series, given that both those clubs should be or could be sellers this month. But you mentioned the Plouffe injury. There's a guy who perhaps had some value. Despite him having a tough offensive year, you probably have value in this marketplace, but the fractured rib probably takes care of that.
Yeah, definitely. That's the thing. I mean, Plouffe was probably a strong candidate to get traded just because the emergence of Sano, and I think right now they've kind of ended the Sano and the outfield kind of experiment and have Sano back at third base. So it was going to make some sense to, trade Plouffe. He's obviously been subject to rumors like that for a while now, but with him out until August, obviously, a chance of an August, waiver trade deadline or trade, but I just probably more likely might be in the off season now. I think now the top candidate for the Twins is probably Irvin Santana. Still has two more years of control left on his contract. Twins might have to eat some money for it just because he has a pretty big contract left, but he's been a lot better recently, and obviously he's a veteran that I think teams can kind of count on. There's not that many good starting pitchers out there in the trading block, it seems like, right now. Eduardo Nunez, as much as he's having a great year, also could be a candidate, too. I mean, he's a free agent after next year, so he certainly has a chance to be traded. And a couple other names, Fernando Abad as a reliever. Any other kind of relievers could possibly be, mentioned. Brian Dozier's having a nice bounce back after a slow start. I don't think he'll be traded just because I think at this point he just means too much to the organization as kind of a team leader, and I think he's a fan favorite. It would be tough to trade him, especially he's got a couple more years on his contract as well. They do have Jorge Polanco, a top prospect, who looks like more like a second baseman that, is pretty much close to ready here. But at the same time, I just don't think they're gonna move Dozier. But I think for right now, I think Irvin Santana is probably the most likely candidate to get traded there.
Makes sense. What also made sense, Rhett, since we last spoke, was the optioning of Bjørnholt Park back to the minors. Down to the minors. We knew this was a possibility. We were talking last week when you got back to South Korea, in fact, about this being a strong possibility. What do they want to see from him down at that level?
I think more than anything, just get his confidence back. Had a great start to the year, showed all that power, which is obviously legit, but really kind of fell into a spiral here the last couple of weeks in the majors and was really striking out a ton. Just didn't look like he, had a great plan at the plate. Looked a little bit lost up there. So I think more than anything was a confidence thing. Get him down there. Hope that he gets going there offensively, finds his swing, kind of finds out that, it's going to work up here. The only issue so far, he's actually hitting the ball pretty well, but a lot of strikeouts, though. That's a big issue at AAA right now. I think strikeouts are still kind of piling up there. So I think bigger, more than anything, is just get that confidence going, cut down on those strikeouts a little bit, and I think the power and everything should come. But even mechanic-wise, I'm sure he could probably work on some mechanics. I know he's kind of experimented with changing the leg kick a little bit. Kind of the same thing happened last year with the Pirates and Junko Gong. I think early on, he got rid of his leg kick, then kind of got used to it and brought it back. But I think more than anything with Park, there's just a lot of stuff going on. I'm sure there's a lot of pressure on him. From my trip in Korea, just talking to people, I mean, it's amazing how many fans, watch every one of his at-bats. And even the reporters that cover him and all Korean players, they break down like every single pitch they pretty much seen from these players in the majors. So I think a lot of that pressure, I think there'll be less pressure at AAA just because obviously there's not going to be as many reporters there talking to him, or even just knowing that, a lot of the games here in the States are all on TV in Korea as well. So I think obviously those games won't be on, and AAA games won't be on in Korea. So maybe he can kind of take a step back, realize the pressure's off him a little bit, get that confidence going, get that swing going, and he'll be back up here pretty soon. Because like I said, that second half, Twins want to see what they have in these guys. And I think Park's another one of those guys they want to see what he can do in the second half. I think for now they kind of thought this is a good spot to kind of let him maybe hit the reset button and then get it going offensively.
Well, on the bright side, maybe the Rochester Red Wings are selling more gear in South Korea now as the Twins were earlier this year. But all right, that's it from Rhett. I want to thank him for joining us as he does each week. We'll continue to check with him in the second half of the season and see how the Twins youth movement progresses. But thanks for tuning in. This has been MLB.com Extras, Minnesota Twins edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.